Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss.
And you're back, bro.
I'm back from Africa.
Dude, what?
I went into the bush and I came out.
Wow.
Actually, wait, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
With that girl. I went into her bush and then I came out of the closet afterwards.
That's true.
My God.
This is the second time that's happened, man.
So, yeah, it was amazing, dude. We saw everything. Hippopotamus, elephants, giraffes, lions, leopards, cheetah, baboons, honey badger.
Really?
Jackals, hyenas.
Now, can you tell if an animal's gay or not?
There was definitely a lot of gay sex going on.
Wow.
We saw a couple species sex. We saw hippos hump.
Really?
I don't know if they were gay or straight, but it was underwater pretty much.
That's a big hump, huh?
Yeah, it was a big hump.
Now, is that scary when you see that, or what is that like?
No, but they make this noise that's almost kind of like a laugh, like a ha. And it was a little off-putting in that sense. But we saw baboon sex, too.
Really?
Right in the,
Now, this is all male on male, or this is a mix of things?
I don't know. We saw two giraffe that looked like one was trying to mount the other one, and then the guide told us that it was two males. So those giraffes can be pretty fancy.
Now, does that feel encouraging to you as a gay male when you're out there and you see gay animals making love and being lovers?
Encourage me to just like that it's normal because everybody does it?
Or yeah, does it make you, does it make you feel like, oh, I'm just part of nature kind of? I mean, does
sure,
it,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have the taboos with it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't speak giraffe.
Were there other animals like drinking tea off to the side being like, oh my God.
They were singing musicals and stuff. Yeah. I will tell you a story though from this, okay?
Please do.
So I think I told you this before I left. I had a colonoscopy because I've been having stomach issues.
Wow.
Of sorts. I've always suffered from like a colitis sort of thing.
And is this typical Jewish stomach issues? Because a lot of my Jewish friends have stomach issues.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. So they gave me a steroid to take.
Wow.
Like these pills. I take six little white pills.
Yeah, fancy snacks, pills.
After 40 hours of traveling, we land after one big plane to a smaller plane to a smaller plane to a smaller plane on this little airstrip that's like not even paved, and there's elephants on the road and shit everywhere.
God.
They pick
animal
us up.
Animal shit, mostly.
Yeah, everywhere. Mostly. Although I did shit out in the bush a few times.
Wow.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And so I was excited. I had a second, like it was the next day because we had flown overnight. We're in the car that picked us up, and I'm like, oh, you know what? It's a new day. I got to take my pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I start taking my pills, and there's a lot of pills. Other than the steroids, there's some other pills.
Right.
And I accidentally took six sleeping pills instead of the six steroid pills on the first day. And I realized this about 10 minutes afterwards because I was still going through stuff, and I was like, oh, wait, this is the steroid. I thought I took these. And I was like, oh, shit, I took the sleeping pills. And my parents started freaking out, and they're like, six sleeping pills? Oh, my God, like, throw up. And I'm like, I'm not going to throw up. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And they're like, they were concerned, and I was like, I'm fine. So, like, we get to the lodge, which was awesome, and for two hours, I was fine.
Like a rock. Regular.
Regular.
Yeah. Now, are you noticing any bodily changes or anything like that?
No, I was fine.
Because if I do a sleeping pill, I get erection sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you do six, it cancels everything out.
Wow.
You're up, you're down. So we go on a game drive right away. Apparently, I fell asleep about halfway through that. I don't remember. We get back for dinner. I distinctly remember this. And I was like, I'm fine. And my parents were like, you are feeling the effects of six sleeping pills. And I said, I am so fine, I'm going to go drink some wine. Mm. And so I don't remember this part, but apparently I had three glasses of wine.
Mm.
And then in the middle of the dinner, I face planted. My forehead went right into the table. I passed out. They had to get like the doctor of the thing.
To come to the dinner?
To come see if I was okay. They carried me to my room. I don't remember any
of this.
It's
like an Agatha Christie novel.
I can't believe, I can laugh about it now, but six sleeping pills, dude?
You could have died in Africa?
In Africa? I'd be the fucking dude who goes to Africa and instead gets eaten by a lion, ODs on sleeping pills.
Mm.
And so they took me to my
room. It almost sounds like every gay man's dream. It sounds very erotic, kind of like
there's something
like,
very romantic about
there
that.
There is something about like that.
You know what?
Yes.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to go in Africa. And so I fell asleep. I was great night's sleep from what I remember. But yeah, I almost died in Africa.
A buddy of mine, Mr. Siegel, I'll just say this is his name, right? I was in Africa with him one time as a student, and he had been spending time with prostitutes and hookers out there.
Ooh.
And he's like, well, what do I
Not
do,
smart.
Man? Yeah. He's like, what do I do, you know? And we're at this bar, and I'm like, dude, order some vodka and just soak your penis in it for a while, you know?
And is this sound medical advice, or is this just Probably your not. Gut feeling of gut something feeling? That could help?
Okay. That's straight up gut advice. But I gave it to this gentleman, and he did it, man. And he just heard him back behind the building screaming because he was in pain from soaking his penis in this vodka. But a beautiful young fellow, that guy. Anyhow, man, welcome back, dude.
Thank you, dude.
And Sleeping Beauty. Now, do you think that was subconsciously a way you were trying to meet men over there or trying to meet others?
No, but I'll tell you, the manager at one of the camps we were at was really cute.
Really? Yeah. Was he gay?
Richard Bennett.
Gay fellow?
Probably not.
Now, were there a lot of gay men out there?
No.
Really? Lesbians, though?
No. There was a couple ostriches.
Really?
But we didn't see any lesbians.
Now, is ostrich code name for what? Like an African twink?
I just kind of pictured if there was a lesbian animal, it would be an ostrich.
That's a good call, actually.
I just see them running around.
I could see that.
With their attitude?
Yeah, with their attitude.
But I'm back, and you know what? This episode is episode number 99.
Man, and it's a great one, too.
Yeah, 99 we've done. We've got a big 100 coming up next week.
Yep, big 100.
For 99, and I can't believe we've done 99, we have Josh Peck here.
Yeah.
Josh Peck, who you will remember from that Nickelodeon show, Drake and Josh.
Yes.
But who was also on the show Grandfather with John Stamos, which was on Fox, and he's been in a bunch of movies and stuff. He just did a movie with Al Pacino.
Beautiful young fellow.
Oh.
Nice eyes. He got nice eyes in his head.
Oh. He's a little taken by Josh Peck.
He's got him.
And just so everybody knows who listens to this, you may read when this comes out that he got married this past weekend. We recorded this to a woman. We recorded this before I went to Africa, before he got married. Mm-hmm. So all the marriage talk, when he talks about it is to come, well, it's already happened.
Yeah, so he did go through with it, guys.
He did go through with it, yeah. I wasn't invited. I thought I'd get an invite after our interview, but it didn't
happen. Dude, he was really forthcoming. Probably one of our more forthcoming celebs that we've had in here.
Yeah, he said some pretty funny, honest stuff.
Yeah.
Honest stuff about losing his virginity. Mm-hmm. Honest stuff about...
Not to Drake.
Remember when he told getting his GRE in that like apartment in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, this dude
You're
going
to hear some good stories coming from Josh Peck.
This guy delivered more than furniture, I'll tell you that. And this guy actually delivered furniture for a while, and things got a little uncanny, you know?
Yes, but you know what? We're here, and we're back to work. And speaking of back to work...
I want to say welcome back to you. That's what I want to say.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Man. I appreciate
it. Glad you're
it.
Back.
I appreciate you handling stuff.
I didn't have to do too much, dude. Matt doesn't leave me with a ton of responsibility because he knows it will not get done, guys.
But you did it.
Well, I got it
You
done.
Did the what needed to be done, and you had some good guests that came on. And I heard some of the episodes, and they sounded fun.
We did our best, man. We did our best. We're happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And speaking of, on our 99th episode, we're actually having a free giveaway before our 100th episode.
Yep, that's right. It's you guys love Comedy Central. You love Workaholics.
Yeah, Workaholics. Yep, that's a show with Blake Anderson, Adam Devine,
Anders Holm.
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central.
Yep, and we've got a free DVD series.
Yeah, the whole box set of the entire series, 7 seasons, which drops today for people to go buy. Mm-hmm. But we, for our fans, have one to give out to a special fan.
Yep, we just need you to tweet. We want you to tweet us with the worst job you've ever had, and that's at @allegedlypod, at Theo Vaughn, and at Matt Cole Weiss, Weiss.
And the winner will get sent a complete DVD series of Workaholics directly from Paramount. That's pretty cool.
That's really, really great.
I mean, at least you get eBay it, I'm sure, at the very least, to make some money Whatever.
At the very least, you just need to tweet us with the worst job that you ever had. And make sure, if you can include Matt and I, that's great. But if not, at least include Allegedly Pod in your tweet. Just something, hey, Allegedly Pod, the worst job I ever had was this.
And we'll pick a winner.
And we
want you to be honest.
Yeah, be honest.
Don't make up shit.
No BS. And like, you know, I used to, you know, bathe, you know, seniors or whatever against their will. That's crazy, dude.
I know you've had some weird jobs.
I've done some really, really wild stuff, man. I remember hosing a couple of animals off one time. And we caught them having sex, actually.
Where was this?
This was in
a zoo?
Mississippi.
In a zoo?
So similar to a zoo, but it's like more open. Not as many cages.
You mean like outside?
Yeah, yeah. Outdoor animals.
Outdoor animals. Okay. Yeah. That's not a bad job. So, and by the way, this box set has stuff other than the shows. It has interviews, bloopers, behind the scenes stuff, special tributes, deleted scenes. So you get it all. So
yep, you get it all.
Tweet us, and now let's get to Josh Peck already, huh?
Let's get to the show.
All right. We'll be right back.
Matt, I need a job.
I know,
I
buddy.
Do.
I know you do.
You have like three jobs.
I have a couple jobs.
Oh, well, I love how you phrase it.
We're looking for an intern here.
We are?
Yeah. Do you want to apply?
Yeah, I will apply, dude.
But actually, I'm going about it in a different way because our business, we're going to use ZipRecruiter.
Ooh, I've heard about ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter is a place where you can post your job to over 100 other job sites that will then match you with the right person for the job.
Yeah, I've heard about it. It's totally different. It's like unlike other job sites. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
Oh, wow. That must be so relaxing. You don't have to do all the emails and all the phone calls and all of that, right?
You simply screen, rate, manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I need to find the job then and apply for it. Did you post it already?
Not on ZipRecruiter. I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, good.
We're going to do it as soon as I'm going to post it on ZipRecruiter, and then they'll do the work for us, and they'll find the right people. Because a lot of times you're weeding through, you know, people who submit jobs that aren't exactly, or submit resumes that aren't exactly right for the job, right?
Yeah.
So ZipRecruiter does that for you and finds the best candidate.
Yep.
It's a great tool for businesses to use.
Yeah. Well, shoot, and businesses of any size, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. They'll find you the most qualified job candidate with immediate results.
And do you have an offer for our listeners?
I do.
Well,
right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
Man, I'm going to go there just to find a job.
What a unique situation. You're looking, I'm looking, just in different perspectives.
Yeah, we're totally looking, man. We might meet up. At least it's not Grindr. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, there you go.
ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly for businesses of any size you're looking to hire. That's the place to do it. Post your listing there and let it do the work. ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
Try it for free. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
And today we have a very cool guest. He's a very sweet guy, and I've heard this through Hollywood through the years.
Like, get out of here.
A reputation of being one of the nicest kids. You're a grown man now, but guys in the world.
Yeah.
This is Josh Peck.
Thank you.
Like a young Mr. Rogers. That's what I've heard, actually.
No, nobody said that.
I'll take that. I do love a good puppet show.
No, I haven't heard that, but it's nice to meet you. You seem like a nice guy.
You know, Josh, obviously from Drake and Josh back in the day, but more recently, films like The Wackness, which was not too long ago, and I was on the show Grandfathered last year with John Stamos, which I told you when I met you, I almost wrote on. I had a meeting to be a writer on it, and I wanted it really, really bad, but they just never called back.
That's why we got canceled. You weren't there.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it.
we were doomed to begin with.
Yeah, duh.
Josh, when you're on a series like that, do you have any inkling of its odds of staying or going?
No, never.
You never do?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. There's like there's an old joke about how producers, when they leave dailies, right? And so dailies are basically everything you shot the day before, all the important people go in a room and watch what you have. And on the worst movies to ever exist, a producer's never come out and said, guys, we're in trouble.
Right. Right.
It never happens. They always walk out and they go, I think we got something special. Right. Even on Geely, they were like, hey, yes, we're doing something big. So, you know, look, unfortunately,
but
like,
Grandfather wasn't bad.
No, it was good.
Yeah, like, so that's different from Geely. Geely was bad.
You kind of never know. And then the whole network grind thing is challenging because you don't know the way you're positioned and audiences and the whole thing. That whole part of the business that I don't have any understanding of.
Yeah,
right.
So is it disheartening? Or is it just like, this is the way it goes, and I've been in this business long enough to know, like, there will be another?
Oh yeah, it's a punch in the dick, yeah, for sure. Wow. Like,
is that frustrating that you have no control over that side of the thing? Is it just that's just the business? Like, how do you think of it?
But you never do, right?
Right.
Like, I think it's one of those things you have to make peace with, which is like, it's what amazes me about when you watch a great show or a great movie, because so many parts have come together for it to work.
Wow.
And it's truly a collaborative effort. So when everything goes right, it's incredible. But one part of it could not be quite right, and it could sink the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask, on Grandfathered, you recently went to Disneyland, I read, with John Stamos and
yes,
Dave Coulier and Bob Saget?
Yeah, I felt like I was on like a Family Channel acid trip.
I want to know what that was like. I mean, obviously you're friendly with John from the show.
Right.
And but being with the three of them together at Disneyland, was that fucked up beyond like what tell me?
Well, I must say that besides the fact that, you know, I was super proud of Grandfathered, and everyone involved couldn't have been cooler or more talented, and we made this great thing for a season. The fact that I now have John Stamos's phone number is just beyond any dream that I could have ever had.
Do you use it?
Yes, we text.
Do you overabuse it? Like, do you have to worry that you're overusing it?
No, it's incredible. I mean, I've had, you know, I'm sure you guys have had this where there's someone you look up to and you get their phone number and you're like, I'm never using this.
Of course.
Right?
I've emailed you after I've met him, not only to get on the show, but to, and I'm like, oh, I emailed him too many times.
I was like, if you've been drinking, don't email him. Yeah. That's what I had to tell Matt.
I was like, so I've definitely been there, but I can't imagine if
that's
I had
a good friend.
If I had John Stamos's number, like, I know that if I got drunk, for sure, I'd be texting John Stamos.
Yeah, or at least. Sure. Yeah, looking at it and probably pleasuring yourself or listening to romantic music. Just staring at his number.
Maybe.
So there's no real idea there that you know what's going to happen.
Wait. Go back. We're on Disneyland. Okay. I want to know about Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland. Yeah, so like John and I are actual friends.
Huh.
Like we can write each other texts. I'm not worried about what I'm going to say to him. I don't reformat my emails to him. Like, I don't want to sound too needy. It's a total healthy back and forth. And yeah, he wanted to go to Disneyland for his girlfriend's birthday.
Gorgeous girlfriend.
Beautiful
gorgeous girlfriend.
Cool people. Wow. And yeah, we went, and of course, you know, and like Saget's on full Saget mode, like hilarious and totally blue and like the greatest, and Dave, and I couldn't believe it. I just, all day I was like, when am I going to drop the joke of, if you're all here, who's taking care of Michelle?
Did you ever?
Of course.
Wow.
How did people react to them in the, like, or were you like kind of had your own tour and you like didn't see like the public, or what was it?
Oh, we went Stamos style. Like,
yeah,
we had a guide, front of the line. Like, it was, I felt like a Make-A-Wish kid.
But were other people like losing their
minds? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Or was it totally private? Like,
oh, no, we were out in the park, and yeah, people could not. I mean, these guys are, you know, the Mount Rushmore of people's childhood.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. Especially all together. The
yeah, that's what I mean.
Together.
And throw you into it, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy, too.
It was trippy.
Because it's the same kind of era-ish, you know, like people who grew up in Full House, grew up on Drake and Josh and the Amanda Show.
Yeah, maybe. Is that true? I don't know about that. It's a little disconnected, right?
I think so. Maybe a couple years, but it's in the same vicinity.
Yeah. I mean, they were both true family shows, but I don't know. Full House seems to be on a level of its own.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, yeah, people couldn't get, you know, they couldn't, you know, handle the fact that they were all together.
That's crazy.
It didn't, like, when people see Drake and I together, and it rarely happens just because he's working and I'm working, it's like they're like, what are you doing here?
Do they think you probably always have been together and just never not been together, probably?
Yeah, like, I have no good answer for when people, and I get it all the time, which is like, where's Drake?
Is that the number one question you get all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish I had a better answer, but probably at home. Or Whole Foods? I don't know.
Probably at Erewhon, you know?
Huh.
Did you think, like, because if I see you now and haven't seen you on the show, you know, of Drake and Josh, watching that grow up, do you seem like, because you were kind of like the friend now, where now it seems like you're more like kind of like the handsome lead, like a little bit. Do you think there's almost been like a juxtaposition there between?
Was that conscious?
Which part? Like trying
maybe
to
that's
get
a weird
shape?
Question. Do you know what I'm kind of saying, I guess, a little bit? Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's offensive.
No, I don't think you're intimate. I mean, and obviously, I mean, you look fantastic. You're someone
thank
who...
Thank you. You are both handsome men.
I'm okay. And he's... we're both about
subpar.
A 7. Well, if we brush our teeth, we're 8.
Thank you. But I know you're someone that takes health very seriously. I've looked at your like Twitter, and a lot of stuff is about food and what you right? eat and don't eat. But you're someone that's important. And obviously, you lost weight and you did a kind of transformation of you. Was that a conscious thing for... your health? Was it for what he said, which is to be the more leaning man, handsome fella? Or
right. I think, yes. I mean, there is a small part of me now that people have been so obsessed with my weight loss, and it's like 12 years later, that I was like, man, had I gone through my awkward teenage years alone, not on television, like this would just be a small footnote in my life instead of... you know, the middle 11 chapters.
Wow, that's crazy.
But it's an inspiring thing. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are inspired by that.
No, it's, you know, inevitably, it all makes it worth it when I hear people come up to me and say they've drawn any sort of inspiration from it. And that's quite cool. For me, it's like I could be okay not talking about it anymore just because it's sort of in the past. But people, look, culture is obsessed with image and weight and the way we look and diets and food, and people are taking photos of their food and uploading it to Instagram. So people are interested and they can't get over it. Also, there's so many there's so many reruns. And so on a Tuesday, they could see 2002 Josh Peck,
that's funny,
about 290, 5'8". And then they could run into me on the street at like 6 feet, 180, be like, what happened?
Right, right. Like, yeah. Do you ever feel pressure to, because you're a public figure and you're someone who is kind of known for weight loss too, to keep it off to the extent where I would think someone like, I don't know, someone who was on the show The Biggest Loser or something loses all this weight and they kind of have to keep it off to, you know, keep inspiring or show like... What do you feel that pressure, or is it by now it's not even a thing? It's just part of your life. And
I can't afford a new wardrobe. I only did one season of network television. look, yeah, the answer is I do it for me in a good way. Like, I'm so happy that I could be of an example to people or an inspiration in any way. But I lost the weight because I wanted to, and I say this way just because I feel better. And I don't know, I'm sure, have you guys all, you've had that friend, I've known a lot of bigger guys that rock it. Like, they're heavier set, they play sports, they get girls, no problem. I just wasn't that way.
Right.
I was just never comfortable.
Well, I'm
with
someone
it.
Who struggled with it. You know, I was about 60 pounds heavier.
Oh, yeah, you was a
back
little
in
thicklet.
The day.
Yeah,
really?
He was a little thicklet, dude.
And I struggle with it.
He was out there twerking, dude, doing work. Sorry.
What was it from? High school? Was it
was
from...
It was post-college, actually. It was...
Carvel's, mostly.
It was Carvel cakes. I used to get cakes and
they're outstanding.
Eat them by myself.
They're outstanding.
No, they're so good. Dude, I used to have them, like, right... messages to me on it like
you're a good guy,
like,
man.
You're a good guy, or it'll be okay. That was another one of my favorite ones, and I'd literally sit in my room and eat the whole fucking thing by myself. Anyway, it came from, I guess, getting into the workforce when I started like directing and like writing, and it just wasn't a priority anymore, and all of a sudden I closed my eyes, you know, and I opened them and I was 60 something pounds heavier, and then I was on TV, and I kind of like saw myself, and I was like, holy fuck. And I think I've said this, but I went on a date with a guy where I went skydiving, and they made you weigh yourself. And I thought I was 170 at best, you know, like in my mind, like I genuinely thought I did. And then I got on, I was like 215 or something. And I was just, that just kind of blew. And I said to the guy, like, what? This is crazy. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, I've known, like, obviously. And I was like, holy shit. Like, and so that spurred me to do it. But it is a struggle that I deal with every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you struggle with it?
Yeah, of course. I never wake up in the mood for salad.
Right.
I'm like, I want French toast.
Dude. It's hard.
Yeah. I think you can train yourself to sort of.
You can, but then there are times I feel like I'm just, I don't know.
Well, do you think that you were a different actor when you were larger than when you're leaner?
Ooh, that's tough to answer. I mean, I know that people, there are some that preferred me fat, for sure. Hmm. And that is definitely something I'll get, like, on social media and whatnot. But who knows how deep that goes, right? Did that alleviate some of their own pain, the fact that I was heavier? Or is it just like we, you know, or does it go even deeper and we make, you know, we have preconceptions about heavy set people and comedy and whatnot?
Right.
Like, I don't know. But the reality is I think I definitely had to sort of relearn what made me funny. And the way in which to use my body, and I was able to access some things that I couldn't before. And there were some things that I sort of had to discard because they no longer matched. Or I would try to do some, you know, I would try to do that self-deprecating humor, which we can all do, but it was sort of my old, from my old playbook.
What about you, dude? You've grown up. What's been the craziest one for you?
Yeah.
Weirdest. I mean, I sat with Will Smith for like 2 hours where we just talked, and I, like, there were literally check-ins every 15 minutes, which I started thinking in my head, like, why are you talking to me, Will Smith? Like, what do I have to offer you?
Was it hard to listen to him?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
And he was just handsome and charming and fully Fresh Prince and just everything you'd want. Like,
why were you two sitting together?
We were doing this charity thing and I was emceeing it, and he just found himself for 2 hours and he took some sort of liking to me and just told me about his life and his advice about sort of the business a little bit. And that was just, it was weird and awesome.
Did you ever feel like he was hitting on you at all?
Oh,
not Will.
No, I mean, no. But you'd ask that for anybody else.
No, I wouldn't. Ask that
for Will. Oh, I don't know. The guy talked to him for 2 hours in Hollywood. I haven't had a guy talk to me for, for 40 minutes out here that wasn't trying to bag me.
I mean, we didn't talk at the Abbey.
I can't even get Matt to text me back twice in a row because he knows I'm straight.
Stop it. Have you run into that over the years? Like, you know, as a kid growing up in this, like, I don't know, the casting couch or whatever, that sort of things that exist? Have you been hit on by producers or?
I've been hit on by dudes, just dudes, like not famous dudes, just
not my,
you know,
not straight dudes, not including probably myself.
Just nice, handsome dudes.
Yeah. And how do you respond?
I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Look, an attractive person hitting on you, male or female, is a compliment.
I agree.
That's very nice. But do you feel like you have to? How do you let them down?
Oh, God. I don't know. You just sort of be strategic about it and you just, you know, you face it head on.
I like the way you're going.
Come on.
So you're like a gentleman about it.
Yes,
I would assume.
Sometimes.
Theo, let's try. Let's see what happens. Let's role play.
Okay, what am I supposed to do?
You're hitting, right. you're handsome. So pretend you're the you're a nine.
The antithesis,
we'll go with a nine.
No. Okay.
And you're hitting on Josh. You all saw you see him at in a hotel lobby.
All right. Hey, Josh.
Hi.
How are you, man?
This isn't a game show, by the way.
I didn't think it was. Okay. Dude, give us our moment.
No, he's wonderfully.
Okay. Great to see you down here at the Ramada.
this is a beautiful Ramada.
Our family, we entered the raffle for the bass boat.
Oh, outstanding.
You should get in it. But I wanted to say, you know, my family's not with me this week. So if you want to, you know, chat or something later.
Wait, so
in my room. What are we doing here?
You automatically went to, you're a closeted gay man with a family.
Well, I'm trying to create some backstory. Dude, you think I'm some schmuck that's going to walk up to him with no plan or anything?
That's kind of what I was expecting.
I'm trying to win us a boat and take him out.
Sounds great.
Thank
if you win that boat, maybe we'll go fishing. Yeah,
wow.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Wow.
Broke like Bass it. Mountain.
That was
broke
hysterical.
Bass. That's great.
Josh, can you give him a point? Because I think he genuinely deserves a point.
That was
we'll take a point. Thank you.
That was outstanding.
Even though I kind of set you up for it, too. So I should take half a point.
Well, thank you for taking half the point this game. Creep. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Theo.
Hey, what do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bob's Burgers, Futurama, and Rick and Morty all have in common?
My grandma was just here? Gam? Was that you?
No, that's not what they have in common. What they have in common is that you'll find items from all of those in July's Loot Crate.
That's right, because July's Loot Crate theme is Animation. We've been doing Loot Crate now for a couple months now, and I gotta say that the themes each month have been so diverse.
Yeah.
And very cool to get these knickknacks every month. And so I'm very excited for this one because I'm a huge animation buff.
Yep. And last week I got the last month I got the Star Wars coloring book, which I thought was really, really awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Use that on a date night, you know.
You did?
Yeah.
You guys colored?
Invite a lady over, fill in the blanks, you know? It's like, oh, you missed a spot.
But it's still Star Wars, so it's I don't know how cool that is.
It wasn't super erotic,
you know? How smooth that is.
She jetted in the end. She took off. But yeah, if you're on a quest for epic gear, housewares, collectibles, you never know what it's going to be in it. That's what's so amazing about it. It's a surprise. Every month, Loot Crate has it.
And they offer an epic range of pop culture items. It's always pop culture stuff. Movies or TV or whatever related. Yeah. Games that... It's less than $20 a month.
Yeah, and it's nostalgia. It's just like things that you'll forget from your childhood and things from modern day. Anything from Guardians of the Galaxy to Goonies to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this month. Bob's Burgers, like I said, every month the Loot Crate is different. And all you have to do to get it is go to lootcrate.com/allegedly and enter my code, our code, Theo, T-H-E-O, to save 10% off any new subscription today.
That's lootcrate.com/allegedly. Enter the code Theo and save 10% off any new subscription. Also, one lucky subscriber will also get a mega crate of seriously epic proportions for the month. And you know you have until the 19th. So today is the 20th.
Yep.
So we're on to the new month.
We're on to the 9th.
So now you have from now to the next 19th to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, it's over.
When the cutoff happens, it's over. You want to geek out your pet as well? Try Loot Pets.
Ooh.
Yep. Just go to lootcrate.com/allegedly and enter the code Theo, T-H-E-O, to save 10% off.
Offer expires July 19th.
All right. Enjoy it.
Going back, so obviously you're straight, and not only are you straight, but you are engaged.
Engaged? Yes.
And she's gorgeous. And how's engaged life? Like, what? It's not something I know or don't think I ever will know.
Are you close? What's going on? You got someone in the crosshairs?
No. You were my big hope.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
My man. Again, flattering.
Flattering. See?
God. What about you?
I'm straight for now, and
okay.
I am. I'm hoping to have a family and everything, and I might do.
Well, I'm hoping to have a family too,
but I might be gay when I'm later. I'm gonna have an old fashioned family, and but I mean a family with a woman and children.
No, I gotcha.
Maybe some animals, maybe some magazine subscriptions.
Nice,
you know the old thing.
Outstanding.
And then I might meet a man later down the line.
So in other words, saying I should keep texting you through the years.
Mean, look, yeah, but can you give me about a 20-year hiatus?
I don't know. I might be snatched up by then. No, I won't be. Trust me.
Don't say that.
Oh, it's been 38 years and it hasn't happened. It hasn't even come close to happening.
First of all, for the first 17 years, it would have been illegal.
So okay.
Let's look at those as a positive.
So let's add, let's say 21, and we'll say 10 of those I was in the closet.
Yeah, I met a man when I was 9, you know? No, that's not what you want.
No. But okay, whatever. And we all know the listeners know, Theo knows I have very fucked up taste when it comes to guys.
Right. Why is that? You like toxic guys? You like people that are mean to you?
Yes. On top of young, straight, acting straight, probably straight.
Right.
But treats me bad, like a Marine, like, is my thing, you know, like
great.
A closeted Marine.
Yeah. He wants these boys that smell like war.
Yeah.
Who will probably, like, say I don't exist after we hook up. You know, that's happened many a time.
Wow, actually. You're living in the darkness.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it's something I consciously have to change.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I make some poor choices.
Yeah,
I got to change them. It's a fight. It's a fight as you get older to change your habits, even especially when it comes to dating and love and affection.
100%. I mean, I met this guy that was supposed to be a date, turned out to be a hookup Marine, who stayed in my bed, and I never, because he was drunk, I never let people stay in my bed. Like, that's my, like, I have panic attacks.
Really?
Even when I've dated people for, like, a little while, like, I have issues with that. And this guy, and I I had a full-blown panic attack in the middle of the night when the guy was just sleeping there.
Wow, you're lucky he didn't attack, panic attack you back. Dude, that guy's skilled in different arts.
That's true. That's true.
Wow. So but he wakes up, he thinks he's in Ramadi or something.
Yeah.
He thinks that he's at a Ramada in Afghanistan. When did you meet your girl, your fiancé?
I met her 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What?
At a Halloween party.
Ooh, that's cool.
In the Valley. So I'm from the Valley, and I'm trashy, and she's from beautiful Manhattan Beach, which is a gorgeous beach community.
I feel like we're watching a Josh Schwartz TV show, like right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
just
sorry.
Affluent, wonderful white people from Manhattan Beach, and and it was, people always want to know what we were dressed as. We were both too vain to get dressed up.
Wow.
So obviously, both narcissists attracted to each other. We looked at each other from across the party, and that was it.
Is she in the business?
No, thank God.
Good.
She's
good.
A civilian. She's an artist.
So funny.
She's an accountant.
I wish.
Not that civilian.
I mean, she's an artist, but she does like interior design and
she's LA
artist.
Civilian.
Yes,
gotcha,
exactly.
Gotcha.
So which is great.
You've been engaged for a couple months, six, 7 months.
Since last March.
So when is the big day?
Well, are you going to tell your boys over at the good
old... No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, are you?
No, I would not.
No,
I would not.
I'm so kidding. I've been laughing about it too because I was like, it's going to have to be a really slow news day for anyone to take a picture of my wedding.
That's not true.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people would love to
get
see
that. Get Stamos there and you're good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting married in the summer. So
that's great, man.
It's coming down. And yeah, you know what? For me, like, it's right.
Yeah.
Having the stability and a great person and that life. I don't know what happened. I turned 30. I became a square. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Yeah. That's
great. That's great,
yeah.
Dude. I mean, you haven't been a bachelor in a long time, though.
I know.
Six, however, since you've known her.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And was it wild being like kind of a young, popular, like a celebrity bachelor? Was that weird or was that cool or was that scary? What was, tell me about some of that.
That's a good question. A celebrity bachelor.
A celebrity bachelor. I mean, you know, I was fat till I was 18 and was not exactly crushing it in the girl department. And so when I got thinner and I sort of reintroduced myself to the world, I felt like I had a lot of catching up to do.
Now, had you had sex with a woman whenever you were a bigger guy or no?
No, but on my way down, like I was hovering around 210 when I lost my virginity.
That's a good weight.
But I was just really excited about the fact, the story of me losing my virginity was like a softcore porno.
Wow.
Ooh,
so
I'm in.
Okay. So
and I'll be outside the window, but I'm still looking in.
But I'm going to close my eyes and make it like 170. Is that okay?
Leave the window open so I can hear a little.
Okay. 210 to 170. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm living with my mom.
No.
And yeah, so I'm still like, a child, just about to turn 18. And so we were getting some new things for the apartment. We sell this television that we had.
Oh,
so the neighbor buys it. And I live in this big apartment complex, very LA. And she's like a building over. My mom says, can you deliver this television to the girl?
I love this.
And I was like,
burner.
Sure. So I go to her house.
Sanford and Son. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm in.
A little better.
Yeah, I did. That's deliverance.
Is that good times?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah, you're out.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It's one of Norman Lear's shows.
Yeah, so, okay, so you're delivering a TV set.
So I deliver it to her, and she is in her early 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
And she looked at me like I was just a piece of meat.
Wow.
And it was just that moment at 17, 80 pounds less, that I said to myself, Josh, you might get laid by this person.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just remember, and thankfully, she was about 30 pounds heavier herself.
Oh, nice.
So maybe, kindred spirits.
Okay.
And we felt some safety there. Yeah. And
wait, how does that even come to take place? You're delivering the TV.
I delivered the TV, and of course, I didn't have the guts to seal the deal in that moment. But I had a feeling like something could happen here.
If you see her again.
If I see her again.
Gotcha. Okay. So it didn't happen when you delivered the TV.
Right.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But when you went back to drop off the remote.
So, leads me to my next. Oh, that's a point for Theo.
Oh,
my man.
Story. Writing story here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I, you know, I go back home, and about 2 weeks later, I get a call from my mom, and she's like, you know that woman who bought the TV? She doesn't know, something's wrong with the remote.
Oh my God, Theo. Yeah. Good on you.
Perhaps you could go over there.
Holy shit.
And help this poor young lady. Oh. And I said, suppose I could.
And, you're like putting on cologne and stuff to go fix the remote.
Seriously. So, why are you in a tuxedo, sir?
I put on my best pair of 2X boxer briefs. And did a couple of push-ups to make sure I was feeling high and tight. And I went into her house and I emerged an hour and a half later, no longer a virgin.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, did you run into her after that?
Oh no, she got stuck on good old JP.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it happened a few times, and then I remember I was like, maybe I can't make a 34-year-old neighbor my girlfriend. Right. And so perhaps I'll open up the dating pool. And at this time, like I was having a bit more luck and talking to some other girls and one girl. And
I love your honesty.
Me too. It's very sweet.
And I cut her out. And like, I just was like, we can't talk anymore. And she started threatening me with things like, do you think your mom would like to know what you've been up to?
Really?
And I was like, yo, that's fucked up. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, can you imagine my Jewish mother getting a call from this woman being like, he did what? Like, oh my God. And I just was like, oh,
you'd have to have a
no.
full sit down conversation.
Yeah.
It would have been so
wow.
bad.
Wow. Well, good points for Josh, right? Can we give
you.
Him points?
Yeah, I'll give him points, man. I give him 10 points. And I'm assuming after that you open up an appliance delivery service.
Yeah. Josh Peck's delivery service.
I start selling everything in our house on Craigslist. Like, Mom, I don't know. I found the golden ticket.
Where'd our sofa go?
It's your third microwave this week.
You didn't want that food processor, did you, Mom?
Wow. That's a great story.
Mom, you
dude.
Need new shoes.
That's a great story.
That's a great story.
Okay. If she's listening, she's not listening, but if she is, she's probably in her 60s now. No.
Right. She's 48.
At the old age home.
Wow. Do you ever run into her? Have you ever?
No, I never ran into her, thank God. And I wouldn't even know. I mean, at this point, I would just be like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for just letting. I remember that there was like, here's the most embarrassing part. So, you know, we do the deed. And I remember that, you know, I had 17 years of like pent up wishes and fantasies and things. And I remember halfway through, she looked at me and said, like, where did you learn this? And I'm like, darling, this has been long in coming. Like,
wow.
I am going to take out everything I've ever imagined
you
on
pulled
you.
Out the whole arsenal.
Wow.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful 11 minutes.
That's a long time these days.
But look at
right?
you, and look
really
at you
is.
Now. You're getting married and you're going to... Are you starting a family? You want to start a family?
I guess, yeah. I mean, that's what people do, right?
Yeah, I guess. But it's so weird. I mean, I'm being a total like weird fan person, but to picture Josh of Drake and Josh having his own child is a bizarre thing to me.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, I think, I think
that's the next step, I guess.
I mean, you know, not to take a serious note here, but I never knew my pops, right? Huh. Like, single mom, the whole thing. So to me, like, having kids and being like a good dad is like literally the full, like, I've corrected the dysfunction.
Right.
Right.
You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
It makes total sense, man.
Would you, as growing up as a child actor kid, would you let your kid do this?
Oh, I would suggest they didn't.
Yeah.
Not if they were heavy set. No, I'm kidding.
I'd keep them on a diet.
Lean kids only.
What's the perspective of that looking back, pretty much?
I would do everything I could to suggest that they start at 18.
Yeah.
Or at least just so they were had some formative years. If they were like me, which was that I just was obsessed with it from a young age and there was no... It's like if your kid, I was just obsessed with this weird thing, but had I been obsessed with baseball or anything else, like, you know, a good parent would just support that.
Yeah.
And that's what my mom did. She was like, it gives him confidence. He loves it. Let him go.
But there's so many pitfalls in this business. And I mean, not to be solemn or serious or whatnot, but you've worked with, you know, Amanda Bynes and Drake. People have gone through some ups and downs in their life.
Sure.
How did you avoid that?
I got to be honest. I sowed my wild oats for about from 18 to 21.
Oh, really?
And somehow you guys didn't catch it. Wow. Like your peeps were. I mean,
so you were dropping TVs off all over town.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, you were delivering.
There's a bunch of little mini big TV babies out there.
Some big screens. Yeah, you were fixing remotes. Yeah.
Anyone order a projector?
That's the wrong one again.
Good times again.
I gotta check.
Okay,
my
so you did. So you went kind of crazy.
Oh yeah, I went hard body karate.
That mean? You just partied?
Yeah, I just did. I was just a total cliche. I was an actor kid with some money trying to go live, catch up for the last, 6 years where I wasn't doing that. And I guess you would my whole life in theory, you would just chalk up to normal adolescence and sort of like going through chapters in your life. But mine have been chronicled on television. Right. So when I was heavier, I get to watch my awkward teenage years, in reruns.
Right, right.
Where a normal person would just set their yearbooks on fire and be done with it.
Even look at my pictures from 5 years ago.
Yeah, your yearbook's still alive.
You feel like you might have been the quarterback to me, though.
Yeah, me?
You were popular.
I was kind of popular, but I was just kind of friends with everybody. I was just sort of just whatever.
Did you go to a high school?
Only till 9th grade.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Then what? You went to school on set?
Yeah. I went to set school. Or I went to this you want to hear something deep. So I was on Nickelodeon and I'm doing this show. And eventually they were like, listen, we by law have to, give you 3 hours of school.
Give you an education.
A day. But they were like, which is fine. We're happy to do that. But we wouldn't have to be as stringent if you had a GED or a degree already. And this is I'm 15. They were like, and we kind of know this school that you could go to for a day and graduate for 4 years in a day.
Wow.
And so I got, I went to a random one bedroom apartment in Silver Lake and
holy shit.
And graduated in 4 hours.
Wow.
Really? Did y'all have a graduation?
Yeah, it was really beautiful. They pull up the graduation music for YouTube.
No, that's not that.
Somebody just plays it on their phone.
Do you regret that?
No, because I still went to normal school. It just was to allow us to not make it super stringent. Yeah.
Right.
But looking back, do you feel like you missed out by not going to
normal high school?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Really? Oh, okay.
No. 300-pound Josh in 10th grade economics would not have been a good look. Yo, I was way too sensitive for that.
Fair enough.
The perfect answer is I lived in...
So instead you're on TV so everybody can see it?
I know. That
does not make sense.
Too.
Yeah.
I grew up in New York till I moved here when I was 14, and I went to performing arts high school.
Yeah.
And when I started there and I went for 3 years before I moved here, because it was middle school too, I was like, these are my people. I was so comfortable. This was great. And then I moved out here and I tried to go to normal high school for about 3 months. And I was ridiculed. It was bad. I was like, get me out of here. I don't make sense in this world.
Wow. So on the flip side, when you see, and feel free, you certainly don't have to answer, but when you see someone like Amanda go down a bad path or a crazy path or whatever it is, what do you think? Do you want to help? Do you get involved? Do you just look at it and go
those are the odds? Is it just kind of the odds thing? Is it just was it poor choices? What's the difference between,
Yeah, is it choices? The difference between you and someone like her?
I can't judge it, right? Because I just was lucky. Like most kids, right? We've all done such dumb shit that had it been the wrong night and we either got pulled over or whatever, someone got hurt, our lives would have been changed forever.
Right,
yeah.
And so my experience with Amanda was she was, we were kids and she was cool as hell with me. And then it was sad to see her go through what she went through, but she seems to be doing great now.
Yeah.
And it's just, fame and celebrity, it's sort of like a microcosm of the world. So there are people that get through it sort of unscathed, and then there are people that have to, go through some hard stuff. And the unfortunate part is you do it in front of the world.
Yeah.
And but actually one of my boys is good friends with Amanda, and so she's doing great and right on it. So my hat's off to her that she could go through it and come out better for it.
Yeah. One thing I find fascinating about you too is you have such a huge social media following. Which I did not expect. I mean, no offense, but
sure.
I just I mean, we're talking huge, like millions and millions in Instagram and Twitter. And I saw you had the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yo.
You did?
Yo.
What happened?
The Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah, Danielle Bregoli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her, bro.
Do you love her?
Well, me and my friends are always like, dude, are you guys watching this like, girl's Instagram and stuff? And we all feel like, it's weird because I don't feel like, I don't watch because I'm sexually attracted. You know, there's no perversion there.
No, I don't think you can even be. She's younger.
Oh, I think you got to monitor that, though, because it's presented like... You know, she's wearing, it's, I think.
It, yeah, I mean, she, yeah, yeah, okay.
It's presented where if you didn't know what age she was, you, your mind might just go there, you know?
Right.
But yeah, she's freaking bananas, right?
She's everything you could ever want and more. Big Drake and Josh fan, first and foremost.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That makes sense.
But yeah, the craziest part is because I do my buddy's YouTube channel, David Dobrik, who has these vlogs, right. And they get, you know, 3-4 million views per vlog, and super funny and talented guy. So he's like, he calls me up in the morning, he's like, bro, I got the Catch Me Outside girl coming to my house in about 2 hours. Get over here. And wow. I was like, bet. See you there. I was like, no problem. Like, my old dreams used to be like Scorsese calling me. Now it's the Catch Me Outside girl.
So what happened?
And so we show up and she comes in and literally rolls in like she's Tupac Shakur.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard that.
20 heads deep. Guys that could crush me with one punch.
That's insane.
Just terrifying.
Insane that this is the world we live in.
Terrifying people. Like, and like someone who like does her hair and someone who like makes sure that she's got her full Catch Me Outside persona on point.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I mean, we shot it for 40 minutes and it was weird and we sort of tried to get the best out of it. She's not an actress.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's just her. But she was kind of down for the...
Mom, part of me is like, fuck, good on you for capitalizing on your shit, right?
Yeah.
Good on her. At the same time, part of me is like, oh, it's gross, right? It's like a little gross.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I think about it. You know, I guess. I think it shows that if you just... Is that really her or not? That's what
I wonder. Question.
It's her.
Yeah.
It's her to a certain extent.
Right.
But then, like, you know, I don't know. It seems like we're all, like, in the late 20s, early 30s range here.
Sure.
Ish.
Sure, Theo, right?
Yeah.
We'll go with late 20s.
I fit in.
You know, I feel like, you know, my contemporaries here.
I'm closer in age to the woman now who you've lost your virginity to than probably to some of
And he probably wishes he was that woman.
Stop it.
But you're saying, what
he
are you
probably
saying?
Would have been more gentle.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, but so you can't help but look at her like she's a child.
Yeah,
she's 13 years old.
Right.
So a part of you just wants to be like, yo, like, let's get you a square meal.
Yeah.
Like some,
get your shit
some
together.
Like hooked on phonics and like, and like get you in a girls basketball league. Yeah. Like, let's set your life on course, darling. Yeah. But inevitably you can't, like, you're so powerless over this thing. So then you go like, all right, for entertainment's sake, is it just worth it to get this one off? And everyone's kind of having a good time. And
right.
But it's hard. I mean, you know, you look at it from that perspective and you don't know what to do.
Yeah. Have you ever met Oprah?
No, man. And you know, that's a thing.
I know. Your character was Oprah obsessed.
I would love to meet Oprah.
She's awesome. She gave me a hug.
Stop.
She knew me from TMZ.
Stop.
Wow. Yes.
What?
She knew me from TMZ.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm living my life fearing that celebrities recognize me from TMZ. And she's one that not only knows me, but... introduces herself to me and gave me a hug. She was awesome.
I watched Dateline alone.
And I wanted to motorboat her boobs.
Really?
I did.
There's a bass boat in the lobby that you can get a raffle to win.
Well, since we're running out of time, I'm going to do rapid fire.
Okay? Great. Please.
So, A, you do a lot of voiceover stuff.
Yes.
And is it mailbox money? Like, I've heard about this mailbox money.
It's great.
Yes, it's awesome. Do you get money still from Drake and Josh?
No, we never got money from it.
Oh.
There's no residuals on kids' television.
Really?
Yeah. You heard it here first. Legal?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. There's no residuals.
Huh. That's legal?
Who knows?
Well, neither is getting your college degree or whatever in an apartment in the valley.
I always hear about child sex trafficking. This sounds almost just as bad. No.
It's like, you know, the business affairs department at like kids television in the 80s was like, they're 10.
Yeah, right.
Like, just have them sign it.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Okay, yeah. So there's no mailbox money from that, but you do like Ice Age and Ninja Turtles and shit like that you get.
God bless the Ice Age franchise, which has single-handedly stopped me from having to become a waiter for the last decade. That's
awesome. Really?
Thank That's awesome. You. And it's awesome, but yeah, I mean, it's that kind of gig's a blessing. Yeah.
Okay, in a couple words, describe your bar mitzvah to me.
Oh, okay. The theme was Broadway.
Oh! Was that yours? Mine was Bette Midler, but close
no!
enough.
No! How was it Bette Midler?
And I was
How
in the
were
closet?
You in the closet until you were 30?
I know.
His parents had no idea.
Then for my 16th birthday, they got me a cake with her face on it.
Stop it.
I swear to God, they
and
had no
like,
idea.
This is our straight son.
And when I told my
Bette
mom,
Midler.
She cried. I was like, part of me was like, really? Really, mom? Wow. Okay, so Broadway themed, that's fantastic.
That's perfect.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I did a 45.
Santa Fe.
What are you singing? What is that?
Newsies. Is it Newsies?
I don't know.
That's
good
from
you.
Broadway, isn't it?
Sure, could
sure,
be.
Good.
If it isn't, it should be.
Okay, so it was Broadway themed.
It was Broadway themed. I did a 45-minute performance in the middle of my bar mitzvah. With my mom, 5 songs, 20 minutes of stand up.
Oh my God.
It was heavy. It was real deal Holyfield. And
that's a very self involved bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't even know what was happening. My mom made the call early on, was like, nobody wants to hear all that Hebrew. We're doing 11 minutes of Hebrew and we're getting to the king. And like,
that's
that was
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, and it was at an Italian restaurant, the ceremony and the reception.
Beautiful.
Great.
That's great.
That's great. Okay. Free bread.
Exactly.
Great.
Third one, Chris Hemsworth. You worked with him in Red Dawn.
Ugh.
Just
is he a dream of yours?
Yeah,
join the club.
Yeah, would you hook up with Chris Hemsworth?
Oh yeah, come
yeah.
on.
Oh.
I have eyes.
Nice,
Theo.
Thank you for your honesty.
Chris Hemsworth. What's his brother's name?
Liam.
I'd take Liam because there's less people in line.
All right,
that might not be true.
Be more efficient.
Might not be true.
I'll take Liam.
Maybe go for Luke, the third brother.
Yeah, why not? Luke. I'll take Larry. Is there a Larry Hemsworth?
Larry Hemsworth. Okay, two more. This is a question from one of our social media fans.
Oh,
if you had to form a crew of Nickelodeon All-Stars to go up against Disney All-Stars in a street fight, who would you recruit for your team?
All right, so you got to get Amanda for obvious reasons. Keenan. Kel.
Wow.
Maybe you get Mark Summers, the host
of Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Kel doesn't like to touch things,
but
right?
If there's a physical challenge, that dude's down.
And you get Homeboy from Blue's Clues.
Oh, Steve.
Steve,
all
yeah.
Right, good. Okay.
Steve likes to party.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that would be my crew.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. What a crew.
And then the last question that I'm sure you don't get asked much, but is where's Drake?
What do I say?
That was funny, right?
That was great.
Wow, dude. A, thank you so much. I mean, anything to plug or what? We can send people to Netflix to see that movie.
Take the 10.
Oh yeah, take the 10.
Take
on
the
Netflix.
10. Check that out.
Funny
anything
movie.
Else coming up that we want to plug?
I got some things in the works, but nothing good to talk about yet.
Okay,
but this was great.
Will you come back when you have something big?
This was my. I'm such a fan of podcasts. This is the first podcast I've ever been on.
We really? Popped this pod cherry.
You heard that, Mark Maron? That's what's up.
Wow,
S Town right here, J Town.
We are like the equivalent of that woman that he gave the TV to.
Dude, we are.
We're the podcast equivalent of that woman.
But in much better shape.
I'm John B. McLemore.
Yes.
I might get a little dope creeper too, so you might want to ditch my email.
You can be Adnan Saeed.
I love it.
Okay, cool, dude. Well, we each have 30 seconds whatever
seconds.
To kind of pitch. Ourselves, why we should get the win. So is there a score count right now?
Yes. Okay, hold on. Matt, you're at 34.
Ooh, that's my age. No, it's not.
How about that? Good,
that's
solid
a lie
number.
Minus a point. Okay.
Theo is at 37.
Oh, closer to the age. Okay. Closer to the actual
age.
All right.
That's good stuff,
that's how we're doing.
Yeah. Okay, so the final is we each have 30 seconds to we have to do something. What, it should be an impersonation, you think? What was the impersonation he was doing a little bit
Nicolas
ago?
Nicolas Cage.
Cage? Yeah.
Maybe
the Ramada.
Maybe we each do Nick Cage at a Ramada.
Okay.
Because the
sure.
Preparing?
I had to get into it.
Okay. So now how it'll go is we'll each get 30 seconds. One of us will go and then the other one of us will go. And it could be for however many points. It could be for the win or whatever. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At the Ramada.
Yeah. Is that okay with you? We each have to impersonate Nick Cage at a Ramada?
Please.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Matt?
Yeah. This is Nick Cage going up to the front desk.
Okay. And go.
Front desk. Face. Off. Face off. Where's my dinosaur bones? I'm Al Pacino. I don't know where
no, my... No, run with it. Now it's Al Pacino.
It's Al Pacino. Ho, ho, ya. Now we're into some... Okay, Bruce Lee. I don't know what... Nicolas Cage. I don't know. I really love this. I'll give this 4 stars. This Ramada.
Nice.
All right.
Great work.
All right.
Hi, I'm Nicolas Cage. My room has bugs in it. You know, like small bugs, and they're eating my daughter. And I think there's like a treasure map behind the painting in the room. I have diabetes.
Why is he sharing all this information?
Does he have diabetes?
I need a better rake. Because I just bought a sunken ship.
Cut. Okay.
Outstanding.
Your cage was very very sharing with a lot of stuff that's going on in his life.
Is it really?
That was very sweet.
Is Nick Cage diabetic?
No. I think he is, and he bought a sunken ship. He did buy a sunken ship.
He's not diabetic.
But he allegedly spent $2 million on a sunken ship.
Okay, well, what? I've seen National Treasure too, okay?
Yeah, but the ship is not even, it's just like allegedly where the ship is.
My man, yeah. I respect Nick Cage. He's like, sunken ship? Fuck it! Speaking of Al Pacino, I was in a movie with him, and I got to do 2 scenes with him, which was awesome.
Wow.
And the best part was, like, in the middle of shooting a scene, he would look at me and go, I'm exhausted. I'm in every scene of this movie. And I was like, Pacino, you're a dream come true.
Wow. This was Danny Collins, right?
Yeah, yeah. See? He was like,
that's why I should win, because I knew.
That's true.
Wow, what a
just
sneak.
A little sneak in. But I will say your impression was good.
Thank you.
It was. Until that.
I just bought a treasure.
And you're just going downhill.
Okay. Just cut to the listeners going, subscribe. Yo, son, did you hear that fire Nick Cage impression from Theo on the last episode?
And we got a house in Jersey. That's my favorite scene ever from Family Man.
Oh, you love Family Man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
We have 2 kids, Annie and Josh.
Now cut to Josh's people who are like, why did you go on that podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Tia Leone.
Dude, so pick a winner.
It's okay.
I gotta go with Theo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, who brought you in here?
But it was good. I know.
Yeah,
you
that's
did.
Okay.
Are
that's
we
okay.
gonna have a relationship after this? Like,
I have trouble with boundaries.
Wow. I see that, but that's okay. I'll set them hard.
If you can set them hard.
Hard
don't
body.
Tell me where you live.
No problem.
I'm just playing. Yes, of course we'll have a relationship.
Okay,
I'd
great.
Like that.
I like lunch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good. Yeah. Meals.
Yeah.
That's
perfect.
Exciting.
Great. I won't hit on you, I promise.
All right.
Well, come on.
And unless you join the Marines.
Yeah.
You can do it every now and then. Marine.
Yeah.
In anything.
Perfect.
Go do a war movie.
I'm like, what about the Coast Guard?
I'll
He's
be
like, nah, not the Coast Guard.
Just download the G.I. Joe app on your phone and we'll call
oh,
it
Oh, do you
even.
Need to read lines? Come over in costume. So, dude, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you
we
so much.
We had a blast.
Man. Thank you, guys.
You're
really
a great guy.
Great.
You're,
great guest.
Thank you.
You're humble and you're honest and you're very sweet and we appreciate you being a guest on this.
Great. Congrats with the fiance. And,
yeah.
Thank you,
have
guys,
a great
so
wedding.
Much.
So great. Where's
I'm
the wedding
fan.
And where's what should I bring?
Perfect.
There we go. Boundaries. All right. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Later, guys.
Thanks, Josh.